reader dreams of having long, curly hair like Eddie Q.
Watch your back, Eddie.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Reader here along with you as we get going on your chilly start to the Thursday morning. It's a little breezy out there, a little cool, but it's going to warm up as the day goes on. I want to remind you, I'm going to be on the road after the show today. I'm heading down to Maple Ag and Outdoor 200 York Road East here in Yorkton for their Spring Splash Hot Tub and Sauna Extravaganza. There's going to be some amazing opportunities to score yourself some deals. If you're looking to buy a hot tub for your backyard or maybe a sauna to help bring more comfort to your home, this is an incredible opportunity to do so. Swim spas, you could save up to $16,000. Hot tubs, you could save up to $5,500. Saunas, you could score savings of up to $4,000. But it's all happening for 3 days only, today, tomorrow, and Saturday at Maple Ag and Outdoor at 200 York Road East. Again, I'm going to be down there from 10 till 2. We look forward to seeing you down there. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Reader is working on a reboot of Danger Bay and The Littlest Hobo.
Yes! More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
The other day, I was asking everybody about their least favorite household chores. I know it's that time for spring cleaning, and we're all doing a lot of tidying up around the house. Maybe we're starting to do a bit of yard work, all that kind of stuff. And some jobs, you know, I think most of us don't mind doing. There are things I'm okay with, you know. But some I just, you know what, they got to be done, but I don't like them. Cleaning the bathroom is at the top of my least favorite chore list. I hate cleaning the toilets. I hate scrubbing the bathtub, trying to get all the calcium deposits and all that stuff out, making the bathroom spick and span. But I put the question to everybody listening out there and on our social media. We had a few people chime in. Arana, she agrees with me. She's not a fan of cleaning the bathroom, but she says she's less of a fan of having an unclean bathroom, so you do what you got to do. Jenna said she doesn't like doing laundry. She absolutely hates it. Myrna said clearing out the moldy food languishing at the back of the fridge. That does always seem like a big job, trying to clean out the fridge and getting it all sorted out. Alicia says she absolutely hates cleaning her oven and mopping the floors. Linda, not a fan of dusting. Q says going through everything and deciding what gets given to recycles. So, I mean, there's a lot of different things that often we don't really care to do, but in the end, it's one of the facts of adulting. We have to do these things and make sure they get done just to keep that spick and span tidy house.
Eddie Q is glad to have Reader in the mornings. He can reach for the tall stuff that Eddie can't.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
Tanya, I've got another quiz for you.
Okay.
And this time, I'm not going to screw up my own game. Okay.
Okay.
We talked about Saskatchewan the other day, so we're going to talk about Manitoba today.
Very nice, Kate.
All right. So, question number one. What is Manitoba's provincial tree? The white spruce, the black spruce, or the tamarack larch?
The white spruce?
Yeah.
Oh.
There you go. You're off to a great start. Okay. What is Manitoba's provincial animal? The red fox, the white-tailed deer, or the plains bison?
The plains bison.
Yes, indeed.
Oh, yes!
All right.
I know things!
Two for two. Let's see if you can go three for three. Which of these three is a Manitoba band? The Crash Test Dummies, Deacon and Sarah, or Simple Plan?
Oh, that's hard.
Yeah.
Simple Plan.
No.
Crash Test Dummies.
Yeah.
Oh, it is?
It is Crash Test Dummies.
I love them. I listened to them so much when I was little. I don't think I knew that they were Manitoba. Obviously not.
They're a Winnipeg band.
Very cool.
Reader's got a new line of multivitamins. Get them in steak, rib, chicken, and pulled pork. Gold.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
We want to remind you, it is day number one of the Yorkton Spring Expo. It's taking over the Yorkton Exhibition Grounds today, tomorrow, and Saturday. It all gets underway at 1 p.m. this afternoon, and it's going to be just a lot of fun. There's over 150 different displays. There's free admission, of course, to get in. Daily 50-50 draws. There's so much to see, so many vendors. If you're looking for some interesting, unique shopping ideas or fun products, this is one of those chances is that sometimes, you know, they only come around once or twice a year, so you don't want to miss out. Make sure you go and check that out. As I mentioned, there's going to be a daily 50-50 draws in conjunction with the Yorkton Lions Club. It's a home, garden, and leisure trade show that takes over the entire Gallagher Center. It's going to fill the Flexi Hall and the curling rink. There's other events happening, of course. There's going to be the exotic animal sale coming up Saturday afternoon at the Egra Pavilion. There's the Egg Night tomorrow night. It's happening at the industrial building. That's going to be a lot of fun. Cocktail 6 p.m., supper at 7 with the dance and cabaret featuring the Crawdaddies starting at 9 p.m. If you want to get tickets for that, don't miss out. You can call the Yorkton Exhibition Office. It's 306-783-4800 to get your tickets for the supper. Those are $30. And even if you don't want to check out the supper, you can still come out for the cabaret. Tickets available for $10 just at the door. But again, it's day number one of the Yorkton Spring Expo. We're going to have our booth down there, so make sure you stop by and say hi while we're down there. It's going to be so much fun at the Yorkton Exhibition Grounds Spring Expo, day number one.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Do you ever go into the fridge and see the leftovers there and you kind of give them the sniff test and think, well, you know what? I'll just try it and hope for the best. Well, you might have to pick up a little piece of technology that could help you avoid bad outcomes when you try leftovers that are a little bit questionable. A company from Israel has come up with an electronic nose called Sensify. It uses AI to detect when harmful bacteria has contaminated food. What it does is the device registers these volatile organic compounds that are given off by things that are going bad, and it uses AI to determine whether they're made by harmful bacteria or not. Apparently, I was just reading here, around 4 million Canadians get sick per year from foodborne illnesses, and over 11,000 of them go to hospital, according to the Public Health Agency of Canada. But this would be a pretty slick product, because then you can just kind of wave it over the leftovers and see if maybe it has a green light for good and a red light for bad. I don't know. But if it can help you from eating something bad that keeps you from getting sick, why not use that? Apparently, the researchers, they believe that this system that powers this device could be expanded for use in supermarkets or restaurants as well, to tell if food without best before dates is still fresh. So maybe it'll help you avoid a nasty case of food poisoning or something even worse.
Reader doesn't have a balcony, so he wants to use a smoker inside.
Just letting the landlord know.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
Danny, I got another game for you. We were talking Saskatchewan the other day, so today we're going to do a little Manitoba quiz.
Okay.
And kind of the same format, I'll give you three questions, all with multiple choice, and you get to pick the one you think is the right
question. Right.
Okay? First off, what is Manitoba's provincial tree? The white spruce, the black spruce, or the tamarack larch?
I'm going to say the white spruce.
Hi, right on.
Yeah.
Good guess. You got it.
It was a guess.
Yeah, I shouldn't have assumed. Number two, what is Manitoba's provincial animal? The red fox, the white-tailed deer, or the plains bison?
Plains bison.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, buffalo bison.
I kind of figured that Manitoba one out, yes.
And finally, again, music-related, which is a Manitoba band? The Crash Test Dummies, Tegan and Sarah, or Simple Plan?
Boo. I'm going to say, is it Tegan and Sarah?
No.
A Simple Plan?
No.
Really?
Crash Test Dummies.
Are they serious?
Band. Yep.
I never knew that.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
I had no clue. The more you know.
There you go.
hair ties in the Fox FM studio?
They're Eddie Q's. Reader hasn't had a mullet since grade 9.
Fox FM.
Tomorrow is Friday, and for us, that means our Friday staff meeting, and that also means it's time for our Friday staff lunch. And this week, Cameo Pizza is going to be bringing lunch to us here. We're really looking forward to that. I'm looking at some of the pictures of what they've sent to us in the past, everything from dry ribs and pasta to pizzas and salads and, oh, garlic toast. I love garlic toast so much, but so many great meal options. And if you have a crew that you're looking to feed, whether it's your staff at your office, maybe it's a team, maybe it's a family gathering, look to Cameo Pizza. They'd be happy to take care of you and feed that hungry crew. If you're looking for options to feed a large group of people, stop by foxfmonline.ca and we have our Food for Work tab. We've tested and approved food for your work. You bring the staff, they bring the food on time and as ordered. You can check cooking off the list. And Cameo Pizza is just one of the restaurants that is spotlighted on our Food for Work page again. We would be happy to point you in the direction for some tasty meals. There are a lot of great local restaurants, and we certainly invite you to check them out at foxfmonline.ca.
Fox FM's Reader has 5 nieces and a nephew.
Uncle time is the best time.
More hits, more favorites.
It's Reader with you once again on your Thursday morning. I'm wrapping up my time with you in the studio this morning, but you'll be hearing from me again soon as I'm heading down to Maple Ag and Outdoor at 200 York Road East, where I'll be on location from 10 until 2 for their Spring Splash Hot Tub and Sauna Extravaganza. There are huge savings to be had if you're looking to add a new hot tub, sauna, or swim spa to your home. I'll be telling you all about the great deals throughout the day. Meanwhile, don't forget you can listen live 24 hours a day at foxfmonline.ca through the free Fox FM app or through your favorite smart device. And you can also catch up with us by checking out the More Mornings podcast.
When Reader ordered a combo for two, Eddie found out they weren't going to be sharing.
Oh, no!
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.